Well, I am on the phone with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. It is Take Control Tuesday. And Mansa, we are headlong into 2023. And you have a few tips and ideas to help us along to be more money smart.
Yeah, you know, generally the beginning of the new year is a chance for new beginnings. And when it comes to living a money smart life, I just want to give a few things people might be able to do, some of them or all of them, just right here at the start of the year. The first thing is, when it comes to your money and finances, is get organized.
Mm-hmm.
People are in different stages. There are those that just got piles of bills on the table. They don't know what's what. Whatever your level of organization is, you can improve it. And that's what I'm encouraging you to do for 2023. Mm-hmm. Whether you've got all your stuff on digital or you use the paper method, just get yourself organized. Because here's why, Randy. If you look at the Bible, whenever there was a miracle of provision, order was required.
Yeah.
When Jesus fed the multitudes, he said, sit them all down. He told Peter, hey, go take that net. He said, bring the nets. Peter brought one. But once again, there was order. It's hard for him to bless you if your finances are in a mess.
Yeah.
So get organized. The next thing you want to do is improve your data accessibility. Listen, we've got apps, everything. Your information should be accessible to you. The easier it is for you to get to, the easier it is for you to use. So however you access your data, improve that, whether it's online or whether it's hard copy. The other thing I would suggest you do in 2023 is just find two new apps that'll help you save money.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to Google and type in money saving apps and go find something that'll help you save. Here's a big one. Live on less than you make.
Come on.
That alone will get 2023 off to a good start and keep it in a good place. The next thing is save some of your tax refund.
Okay.
We're coming into that season right now. The ads for consumerism and buy, how to spend your tax refund have already started. Don't do that. As we say all the time, pay yourself first. So if you've got a tax refund coming back, save some of it. And finally, Randy, the last one is don't spend all your tax refund.
Save it and don't spend all of it.
Well, for those people that respond to positive motivation, right, save it. And for those people who need negative motivation, don't spend it.
Perfect.
Okay. Now, the result, I'm going to tell you, the result is not the same as you approach that. If you approach it, I'm going to save some of my tax refund, I can almost assure you, you'll have more money left at the end of the day if you just say, I'm just not going to spend some of my tax return. So for 2023, those are our tips to get started. Quick, simple, pick one or more and get 2023 off to a good start.
Absolutely perfect. And thank you so much for that. You can catch Mansa on his website at moneysmartlife.org and also on the YouTube page, which is the same name, moneysmartlife.org. And our archives are at takecontroltuesday.com. Mansa, thank you.
Thank you.